Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Bum 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 ba bum bum bum. This year I thought you were gonna dress sluttier, and you haven't been doing it.
I did say I was gonna dress sluttier.
What happened?
I like being comfy cozy, and I need to find a way to be a comfy slut. I need comfortable slutty clothes. Because I do, yeah, I feel like I haven't had a slut phase ever. And I want to, like, show my goods while I have them before they start drooping and moving around. But I also get cold very easily.
Okay.
I don't like constricting clothes.
Okay.
That's pretty much the end of the list, I guess.
What about, like, booty shorts?
I could do booty shorts, yeah.
Some booty shorts. Crop tops, and then have like a jacket on standby.
Yeah, okay. I can try that.
You can get some big long boots and some slutty mini skirts.
Whoa. I don't like skirts because I like to be ready for anything. I like to be ready for
action. What the fuck does that mean?
What if I like need to run?
Where are you running to? Who are you running from? What has happened prior in your life that made you feel the need to get to always be ready to ADR?
I don't know. Well, I gotta always be ready. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. With a skirt, I just feel compromised.
Fair. Okay. All right. Fair. I fully stand by that. I truly hear you. I see you. But I will say this. Should I send some slutty clothes to your house?
Yeah.
Okay, let me write it down. Right now, my notebook says hot air balloon, Vegas, and slut. Send slut clothes. Okay. What size do you wear in shorts or pants?
Wow.
Okay. And what is your waistband measurements?
I think I'm like a
wow. Okay. Tops, small. Wow.
Because I also have some titties.
For titties.
Do you want these measurements in the episode? Mm. Do you want me to bleep every time you say
yeah,
something?
Can you bleep it with
wow? Sure. You got it.
Wow. But okay. What if other people want to send me slutty clothes?
Yeah, but how would they send them to you? Do you have a public P.O. box?
I have a P.O. box. I guess it's not public, but I guess it could be. No, maybe I don't want that.
I mean, people will probably send you a lot of fun stuff.
I mean,
do you want some fun stuff?
Yeah.
So make your P.O. box public.
I'm trying to think. Is there a downside to having my P.O. box public?
People sending you stuff that you don't want.
I don't want, yeah.
But also, is there a friend in need who stands outside your mail place? Your mail center?
Uh-oh. Not that I've
mail
seen.
Post office? Building.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I really hate when things escape me. The simplest things. It's definitely called a post office. Yeah. Is there a friend in need outside your post office?
I haven't seen one.
Oh. There's a friend in need outside mine. So if I had a P.O. box there, I'd be like, oh, yeah, send me shit and I'll just give them to the friend in need.
I see.
You don't have to make it public. This could be a thing that you do later.
I'll do it later. I'll figure it out later.
I think that's good.
But you send me stuff.
Yes, I will, because I have your address.
Yeah.
And I can just drop by your house because I know where you fucking live.
No matter how hard I try to make you forget.
You keep moving. I keep finding you.
When I locked myself out of my house, because I did. And then I asked for the spare key that you have to my house. And then when I took it home to use it, you were like, when am I getting this back? You were very like, I need to know when I'm getting the key.
And I still haven't gotten it back. So I think
you
that's
have
like,
gotten it back.
What?
Last time I went to your place, I dropped it back into the drawer.
No
you
way.
You have it. Yes. You have it.
No fucking way I do.
Yes.
That's so funny. The other day I was like, so she still hasn't given me back the key to her house.
I gave us like immediately. When I went to hang with you and other people. I mean, maybe you were distracted because there was other people there, but I just like dropped it back in the drawer.
Nuts. Insane. I've been in that drawer several times since. Maybe every day since, because that's where my keys go. This is like absolutely astounding. I cannot believe it.
Look for the carabiner.
Well, I bought more carabiners because the carabiners were a good idea. So now my car keys are on the carabiner. Oh. So when I valet my car, yes, sometimes she doesn't want to walk and try to find the free parking. When I valet my car for $10 and then with a tip, $12 to $15, which is too much money because sometimes they make you park it yourself. Anywho, I put on a carabiner so it's easier to not, because they don't ever want to take all of my keys. They always like frown at me. They're like, there's too many keys. And I'm like, they're just keys.
It's also like,
you're
yourself.
On their side?
Well, it is a lot of keys. You do have a lot of keys. You have a lot of keys, which I don't know why. I don't know why.
What?
What do you have other than your home and your car?
My home, my car, my storage unit in New Jersey.
You don't have to carry that around with you.
My New York keys. Let's just say I have a lot of places that need to be opened up.
But some of these keys, you can have like your daily keys. And then some of the keys that that don't require to be opened every day can be somewhere else.
Yes. But I also worry about losing keys. I'm a loser. I'm always.
You're not a loser.
I'm a fucking loser.
No!
I'm a fucking
But that's
nasty
even more
loser.
Reason. I think that's more reason to separate the keys, because what if you lose your keys and then all your keys are gone? Then you're fucked.
You're right. And that has happened before. And I was fucked because I was fucking someone and I left my keys in their car. Ugh. Or wait, or do they steal my purse? I don't remember exactly. Anywho, living in New York was a whirlwind. But that was very upsetting. I like figure out how to get into my apartment and shit.
Yeah.
Now I have the carabiners to distinguish my car keys from the house keys and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's been rather helpful.
That's good.
You know, I'm just trying.
You gotta.
It's hard. It's really hard when you're a loser. I truly lose everything. What is wrapped behind you?
Stop. I don't want you to stop analyzing what's going on in this room. It's a fucking mess. It'll never get better. Just like stop pointing at things.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I'll tell you. So this is a Murphy bed that we have not unwrapped from the estate sale that we went to maybe in April.
Oh, okay.
But it will. It's like a trick. It's like looks like a dresser.
Yes.
But then you open it up and it's a freaking Murphy bed.
And there's a mattress in there right now.
Mm-hmm. It's like squished in half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I looked around your space and pointed out something that I had a question about.
No,
I deserve that.
No.
No, I shouldn't.
It's just that you keep doing that. You're like, what's that on the floor? And I'm like, a pile of mess. It's just messy in this room. This is the junk room as of now.
Listen, own your mess. It's okay. Things are messy in my house, too.
Not like this, though.
I had a bookshelf just in the middle of my living room for three and a half months. And I kept looking at it being like, oh, my God, one day this will have to move.
And then we moved it.
Yes. And now it's behind me and there's no books there yet. I need to move some books onto it. But I did buy some books to put on it.
Oh, good. Good.
Well, for when I'm in my office and I'm whatchamajiggy. What's it called when you're not doing your work because you are manifesting?
Procrastinating?
Yes. Procrastinating.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's really hard to be productive.
Tell me about it.
Also, I did not yell at John, but I did not. I sent him a rather unpleasant text because I wanted my dog back. And he gave me, this is a continuation from our last episode. So he gave me a card and it says nachos and lasagna. And he took time to make it, which is probably why he was late bringing Clyde back to me. And he was like, I will make you your birthday feast, because that's what he makes me every year. One year he was like, what's your favorite foods? And I was like, nachos and lasagna. So then he's made them for me for the last 3 years.
Aww.
And this is my first birthday without having a roommate. And I'm pretty wanderless. No, is that a word? Pretty listless?
Listless?
Yeah, it's hard to know what I should be doing.
Because without usually, a roommate.
Yeah, well, usually I would like have something to do during the day. And then at night I get to come home and I get to eat a feast of my favorite food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also, I think I've worked on my birthday the last 3 years.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the first year I didn't work.
But you did like fly in.
I did. I flew right in from Boston.
Heard of it?
Have you ever heard of Boston?
So is there a plan for him to make your favorite meal?
No, I gotta text him. I just texted him. I was like, hey, sorry about being a bitch. I should also tell him that I was napping and I had just woken up and I was like, where's my dog?
Yeah.
I'm going through a lot of emotions. I was doing a lot today.
Yeah.
What did you do yesterday? Saturday.
I went to an estate sale in the morning, mm-hmm. and I got two stools.
Okay.
Under the kitchen counter.
Yeah.
And they look great. I'll send you a picture.
I really love that you were like, I will figure out how to get more seating.
I know. I told my man, I was like, I bought two stools. And he's like, stools are just chairs without backs. You're buying chairs. Don't try to trick me. And I was like, you're right. I bought more chairs.
I don't. Have we deep dived into why you like chairs so much?
I feel like we did have a breakthrough at one point, but I can't remember what it was now.
Me either.
What was that? It was a real aha moment, but I can't remember what it was.
Hmm. Well, since we already had the breakthrough, I guess we shouldn't explore it again.
I don't know. I just love to lounge. I like being comfortable.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a good reason to like chairs. Oh, wait, no, it's something to do with your mom?
Maybe. Damn, I wish I knew. I should have written it down.
Dang. A listener probably knows. If you remember.
What was that?
Will you please tell Sashir what the breakthrough was? Because people have been reminding me about, like, the only reason why I put Madonna in my calendar is because people, like, tweeted at me.
Oh,
they're like, you have to go to the Madonna Inn.
Oh, yeah. So someone remind me why I like chairs.
Yeah. Let us know. Because we're deeply curious about the reasoning that we discovered months ago.
Months ago.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I love doors because I don't like new experiences. But as they happen, I like them, if that makes any sense. I don't like the anxiety about thinking about a new experience. Like, I very much hate going to, like, a new restaurant where I'm like, I don't know where their bathroom is, and I have to ask questions. Because people make you feel dumb when you don't know things. You're like, oh, where's the bathroom? You're like, the bathroom! And you're like, yes, yes, please help me. And they're like, ha, 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 it's over there in the left, you make a right. And then you have to fucking skip up the stairs. And don't you dare walk, it's a skip. And you're like, oh God, I don't know, okay.
And then you they turn around to the rest of the staff, and they're all high-fiving me like, that idiot.
That's what it feels like sometimes when you have a new experience in a place you've never fucking been.
Yeah.
I like sometimes will like look at menus just so I'm like, okay, so like I know what's there. I won't have any questions. I saw this Reddit thread where someone genuinely in earnest was like, I've never been to a Subway. I'd like to go before. I'd like to go. But before I go, I hear that you make your own sandwiches and I'm not sure how that's going to go. And I have deep anxiety about this. So can someone explain to me how to order a sandwich? And then people just explained it in a very nice, kind way. Aww. And I almost burst into tears because I was like, that person has the knowledge now to not feel like they're like stumbling or like being seen as an idiot. Boy.
That's nice. The community came together.
Yeah, I might start crying right now. Think about how confidently that person asked for, you know, oil, salt, and pepper, and whatever meat and cheeses their heart desired.
Yeah. I mean, that's also especially in like a line situation where people are behind you. That is very anxiety inducing.
Yeah. Because you're just like, oh, my God, what if I'm not fast enough? I don't know what some of this is. I tend to overcompensate when I'm not sure what's going on. I'm like, what is this? You explain this to me? Hello? What? You do this. And then I make people explain the whole thing to me and I do it in like a charismatic way. So I don't seem dumb. But I'm sure maybe someone's like, what an idiot.
That's a good tactic, though.
The worst is when you go to a different state and all the driving rules are different.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Isn't that nuts? That in all 50 states, everything isn't just the fucking same.
That's how I felt in Atlanta, where I was like, this is a turning lane now? What the fuck? What happened? Uh-huh. Like, everything just changes so quickly. That's why everyone's in an accident, so the roads are terrible.
In New Hampshire, there's traffic circles everywhere.
Oh, those are weird.
They fucking blow.
And I don't actually know how much more helpful they are.
I think they slow down traffic. Oh. So it's like it doesn't make it long. I guess people don't run stop signs because there is no stop sign. But you will stop when you see a car.
Yeah. Okay.
I think. I don't know. Jersey has jug handles, which is a thing that nobody has. So to go left, you have to go right. You don't just make a left-hand turn. You go right into this thing that veers off, and it makes a jug, like a handle on a jug, and then you're here, and then you make a U-turn, essentially.
Oh.
Does that make sense? I can draw
it. Yeah. Please. Get that notepad out.
Okay, so this is the road. Uh-oh. Okay.
This is like a butt.
It does.
All right, new page.
Okay. So this is the road. You're going straight. And then if you want to make this left, this is the light. And you want to make this left. So your car is going to go to this side. And you're going to go with traffic. And you're going to get to the light. And then you're going to make your left. As opposed to just going straight and making your left. Yeah.
And does that make it faster?
I have no. It can't. But it can't make it. I don't know. It's just a weird Jersey thing.
Strange.
Yeah. We also have circles in Jersey, but they're huge. There's one in Neptune that's so fucking big. And like cars will just be like, no, no, no. You're like, oh no, when do I go? It's right by an Applebee's, eating good in the neighborhood. Ooh, oh. Jordan has the purpose of traffic circles. The circular shape is designed to control the direction of traffic and reduces speeds to 15 to 20 miles an hour. It also reduces the likelihood of a T-bone or head-on collision. Okay.
All right.
So they are good for the community.
Thank goodness.
Driving good in the neighborhood. Applebee's still hasn't brought back their fucking dessert.
What was it?
An apple chimney cheesecake.
Ooh.
And I've tweeted at them. I told them I would suck dicks for it. This is a very good soundbite from you. It reminds me of another soundbite from you that I'm going to find really quick. Yes, I told them that I wanted it to come back and they did not respond to me. I added them on Twitter. I said I would suck so many dicks for the apple chimney cheesecake to come back. And
I feel like they're not even allowed to respond to you if you say that.
But like, why not? Okay, here's the other soundbite from you that I really, really love that I found. I don't know why I was scrolling through my phone, but here it is.
Good question.
Is there a benefit to having a meaty pussy?
When did I ask that? I do remember you recording that, but I don't remember what the context was. Is there a benefit to having a meaty pussy?
I was talking about my favorite niche section of the internet called bimbification.
Oh, yes.
Where women have like enormous titties. Like, I think 1,000 cc's is the like pretty big. And some of these women have 6,000 cc's. And one of them has the biggest, the largest pussy in the world. And your response was,
is there a benefit
to having a meaty pussy? And you asked it so earnestly that I made you say it again.
I still don't know.
I mean, I don't know if there's a real, I think it might just be an aesthetic thing, like aesthetically pleasing to that person.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Great. I don't know.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free. It's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Should we do a quizzy poo or talk about how OnlyFans backtracked on taking away adult content?
No, we can talk about that. So wait, they were going to take it away and now they are keeping it.
Yeah, it was like truly unclear. It was like fuzzy circumstances where it was like you could have nudity, but it was like maybe no sexual acts. I think maybe like no penetration or something. But then everyone got mad because it wasn't very clear and they could like deactivate your page without your like you knowing or whatever. So then a ton of sex workers were like, this is my income. The fuck? Mm-hmm. So then I think maybe enough people threatened to leave the platform when that went in order that they were like, we decided to not do that. Yay. But I think a lot of sex workers are like, no, we got to figure out a different platform, one that won't turn their back on us once they start making money. But I hate to tell OnlyFans, it's like, I'm not on OnlyFans to like get recipes and workout videos. I'm here for titties.
That is so strange because I feel like most apps, new technology, most things, like they're going to head to porn. Like they're going to get to porn because that's how you make money. OnlyFans kind of started with porn and we're already making a lot of money from it. Why would you want to stop that and then do other shit?
I believe it was like investors. I think investors are like, we don't like this salacious pornography. And they're like, we do other stuff. You can subscribe to watch this workout video. I know I keep saying workout videos, but like that's the like I saw a commercial. It was like jog with this bitch on OnlyFans. I was like, what? No.
Why on earth?
I'm not a fan of you jogging unless them titties are flopping.
Yeah, they should just lean into that. Like that's just that the thing.
Yeah. Beyonce even references OnlyFans. I can't remember what the lyric is, but it's something sexual.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Jordan, do you mind looking it up for us? Thank you.
Yeah. Just like, because then now someone's going to start something that is only porn, and then they're going to make all the money.
They really should. I think a sex worker needs to partner with like a software engineer. Mm-hmm. Or somebody who creates platforms just to like have a ownership based one where it's like, yes, we have investors, but the investors are all of us. We invested our money. We share the money because it's like one company can't like you're making money off the backs of people. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Listen, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Ooh, we got it.
That was on Savage. The Savage remix.
Savage remix.
On that demon time. Okay, you go ahead.
No, you do it.
Hips TikTok when I dance. On that demon time, she might start an OnlyFans.
So. Okay. Oh, wait, go back, please. Because that doesn't really allude to like what OnlyFans is. But then she says, big B, and that B stands for bands. If you want to see some real ass, baby, here's your chance. See, Beyonce gets it. Real ass is on OnlyFans.
That's right. That's right.
Uh-huh. I'm still upset about Ivy Park not having the purple leggings for me.
Damn.
I haven't gotten over it. If anything, I go to sleep angrier and angrier, thirstier and thirstier for them every day.
Did they send you anything?
No, I didn't ask. They don't just send me things. I have to ask for it. Like, they don't care about me.
Well, why don't you ask specifically for that?
Because they didn't come in my size.
But maybe you asked.
They don't just not going to whip them up for me in the Adidas factory?
You don't know that. Yeah.
You think what? You think they're going to sew together two pairs for me?
You don't know until you ask. You can say, hey, I would like some Ivy Park. And also, I love these leggings in particular. I don't see them in my size. Is it possible? And then maybe they'll be like, oh, there's a need. We'll provide.
Jordan's mouth opened real big.
I was going to say also, I don't know if this is helpful, but my sister knows a bunch of people who works at Adidas. So I could.
Adidas?
Well, that's how you say it outside of the U.S.
What?
Well, yeah. Okay.
Adidas? Adidas?
Yeah.
Is it Nike?
Wow, well, Jordan just got international all of a sudden.
No, it's actually pronounced Nike.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Are you playing with us?
No, I'm not playing.
Yeah, you fucking playing with us.
You playing with us? You falling back on us, player?
Yeah, player, don't fall back on us. No, come on, home skillet.
So my sister used to work at Reebok in Boston with
Reebok.
Reebok. and that's pronounced Reebok. But when she went to Germany to work for Puma, across the street is Adidas, and that's how I was always taught it was said.
And do you know the Adidas Puma story?
Yes.
The two brothers started Adidas together, got into a big old fight. The other brother started Puma.
Whoa.
And I love it. And that's why they're across the street from each other.
Whoa. That's like the left Twix, right Twix commercials.
It is like that.
Have you not seen that?
What the fuck are you talking about?
The commercials
the
commercials for Twix right now are like all like there's a rivalry between the left Twix in the pack and the right Twix. So there's like a factory across the street. One says left Twix, one says right Twix. And so there's like
this is a current campaign?
Yes.
You don't have cable. Where are you seeing this commercial?
I guess on Hulu. I still get ads on Hulu.
I've never in my wildest dreams seen this commercial.
Are you sure?
There's an extended video. This is from 2012.
Years ago, when the inventors Seamus and Earl unveiled their Twix bar, the tension between them reached a breaking point.
This seems like a lot of work.
This is a lot for a Twix ad.
I cannot believe that I don't know this commercial that's a minute fucking long. That
this is from
an epic
2012.
Saga. And here's the thing. So am I, when I get a pack of Twix, I'm only eating, what? So do they come together at some fucking point? Or is my Twix just a right Twix pack or just a left Twix pack and they're not letting me fucking know? What is this campaign trying to let me know as a Twix consumer and customer?
I don't actually know.
Advertising is a scam. What are commercials?
I think they were just trying to make it more interesting. I mean, we're talking about it. It was memorable. And I guess it's a long running campaign because it's still happening. They're still doing the left Twix, right Twix stuff.
Wow. And is it those two gentlemen who are still in it and their wives are sleepless at night waiting for their husbands to come to bed?
I haven't seen the gentlemen lately, but the factories are still there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is actually fully insane. Never in my life.
So it's the exact same story as the Puma and Adidas
brothers.
Oh, my God.
Adidas and Puma should, like, sue. That's their story.
Ooh, damn, you're right.
Oh, I guess it's not suable because they're still Twix and they didn't break off into separate companies.
Right. This is just a fabricated story.
I mean, how petty to set up shop directly across the street from your competitor.
It's pretty funny.
Oh my God, I love it. I wonder who's more successful, Adidas or Pumba?
They're both really successful. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I was watching a video and someone pronounced the car a Nissan. And I was like, I don't think that's how you say it. A Nissan? A Nissan. And I like looked at the pronunciation. They're like, in Japan, they call it Nissan. In America, they call it Nissan. And I was like, then why is this person calling it a Nissan?
Nissan.
I guess they're just, you know, being a little extra.
Making it a little fancy.
Buick Rendezvous is a very tiny, compact SUV that resembles a RAV4 from the era you like.
Oh, a Buick Rendezvous.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Also, while Sashir's looking up that, it's saying that Adidas is about $15.6 billion revenue and Puma is around $4 billion.
So Adidas is doing much better.
I'm assuming because they grabbed Beyonce, everything skyrocketed.
These are I'm looking at a bunch of old cars.
A Buick Rendezvous SUV?
Yeah. Yeah. Is it old or are they making new ones?
They make new ones.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, wait, maybe I'm thinking of something else. You're right. I'm so sorry. Shit, what is it? SUV. Ah, shit. What was it called? Oh, it's an Encore. I'm very sorry. I got very confused. And I'm stupid.
No.
I'm a stupid idiot.
Oh my God.
I'm going to jump right off a building. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody who knew me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here we go. Buick Encore. Small SUV. That was cute.
Right? She's very cute.
She's very compact.
Uh-huh. And I think it really fits your mom car aesthetic.
I love a mom car.
Right? Doesn't it look like the RAV4 from that generation?
It does. Yeah, it does.
I saw one on the road the other day and I was like, oh my God, this is for Sashir.
I do think I'm still going to get a Tesla.
All right, fine. Got one. Ugh, yuck.
What kind of Tesla, though?
The Model Y.
Ew, the Model Y? See, they even sound dumb.
It's the one. It's like the in between the SUV and the fucking subcompact. Sedan.
She's like, I need a mom car.
And there's also an option to like get two more seats in the back so you could fit seven people.
Why? Who are you fitting?
I just like having the option, but I don't know.
So you're
seven people,
seven fucking seats in your car, and you've never invited more than two people to your home at one time. You had one party at your house 3 years ago, and we're walking around like you were fucking dead. You truly, with like a bag of trash, being like, "I have to keep cleaning."
I know I was on trash duty, but that's only because I didn't want to talk to anybody.
Boy, that's very funny.
Yeah, I like having space for just in case, but I don't want any people around me.
It is funny that you fill your life and oh my God, Sashir, you just want more chairs in your car. This is sick.
I love chairs.
You just unconsciously were like, I don't know, I need the extra two seats in my car. I won't fill them with anybody, but when I look in the rearview mirror, I will see five extra empty seats that could be sat in by me or anybody.
Yeah, what is this? What is this?
Yeah,
why do I like
if
chairs
you
so
fucking
much?
Remember, please let us know before my friend fills up every car with a bunch of chairs, puts chairs on your seats in her car.
I was also like just joking this morning with my man because we walked into the house and there's like a love seat, like an outdoor love seat in a chair by the gate, but we've never sat there. And I just like laughed at it. I was like, this is laughable. These are decoration chairs. I'm never going to sit in these chairs. I never need to be out in this part of the house. And he's like, yeah, We just have decoration chairs.
I have decoration chairs out front in my little, near my fountain.
Oh, yeah, you do. Oh
my God, that sounds so opulent. Near my fountain. It's not
decoration chairs.
It's not as opulent as it sounds. It's really just this wild fountain that came with the house.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a little, it's like a children's bench. I sat in it one time and I was like, ew, who sits in the front of their house? One. Two, this chair's too small. Three, I once caught a coyote sitting in it.
That's the coyote.
Like having
chair.
A really nice time just in the dark and was like, oh, sorry about it. And I was like, ah.
Yeah, I think that's also why I don't sit out in front, because I'm just going to look at my house. There's nothing to look at there. There's no need to be there. I'd rather be in the backyard. But
wait a minute. You got to let me drive this Model Y. The top speed is 155 miles per hour.
Hell yeah, dude. You can drive it.
And then it goes from 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. This is pretty fucking fast.
I took it for a test drive the other weekend.
You've been driving them?
Just once. Just to test it, to see if I liked it.
We wanted to go to the Porsche course and ride in Porsches. I'll write that down, too.
Oh, write that on your list. Yeah.
Let me just tell you, I had to flip through 6 pages to get to this list that I'll never see again.
Well, because you've been drawing a lot of stuff for me. it goes so fast, so quickly, and I'm like, why are you giving us this power? We don't need to go this fast. I never need to go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
Yes, you do, because people merge poorly. So, you know, you can get away from that poorly merging person.
That's true. That's true.
I just don't like the way they look.
I like the way they look.
I think they look like dinosaurs.
Have you seen the Tesla tank? Is that what they're calling it?
There's something. A Tesla tank?
It's something like that, and it looks wild. Where is it?
Oh, Jesus Christ. For what? Who wants this? It's called a Cybertruck?
Oh, the Cybertruck. That's what
who
it is.
Who want? And I can get this? I can order it? What? For $100, I can just reserve my Tesla Cybertruck? This is ugly. This looks like a fucking pyramid on wheels.
It is. It's very much like, we're the future. It's just like angles and corners.
I'm not here for it. I don't like it. Towing capacity is 7,000 pounds. What are you towing? Is this for the war that's coming?
I mean, maybe.
I don't like it. I'm not here for it. I'm very old school. But, you know, it would be nicer if, like, more electric cars were on the market. I just think that, like, you get, like, 3 options.
Yeah. Yep. This is correct.
But that is nice. 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. I rented a Mustang. It was, like, a new Mustang, and it went so fucking fast. But it truly topped out at 120. I like was flooring it at 120 and it wouldn't go any faster. And I was like, well, this is a lie. Why does it say 160 on the dash?
Yeah.
Also, there was nobody on the roads and it was a straight.
I was
stop.
Like, where did you do this?
Yeah, just fucking flying around LA, dude. No, I was driving to the airport in Boston and it was like 5 a.m. Which granted, okay, I'm sure someone will be like, Nicole, that's still not safe. But there was absolutely nobody else on the road. I would have only killed myself. But listen, I'm here for a very long time. Don't worry about me.
Don't worry about me.
Don't worry about me.
Oh, did you know Tesla's they're going to start making robots?
Yeah, give them your money, Sashir. Go get you a Tesla. You know, aid in this for the fucking robots to take over. I swear to God. And if in a couple of years, we're in the same jail cell because they, like, take pity on us being fucking friends and we're being ruled by fucking robots, I will not let you forget that you could have bought any other car than a fucking Tesla.
But I can't really. They're not that. There's not a lot of options. Tesla's the best option.
Just get a fucking gasoline car.
I don't want a gasoline car. I'm trying to save the environment.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
And here's also fund the robot war.
The thing. You buying a Tesla does nothing for the environment. It is not us who can change the environment. It is corporations who are lighting the ocean on fire. And yet,
well,
they
if
know,
I don't get my money
every little
to...
bit helps.
But, like, does it? Does a drop in a bucket help?
Damn. Oh. God.
bucket's not filled. There's a drop in the bucket. The bucket's going to evaporate. That's what your fucking Tesla purchase is going to do. Go fucking evaporate.
Well, at least I'm not giving my money to fossil fuel, the fossil fuel industry anymore.
All right, fine.
God, this is a real soapbox for you. I didn't realize.
You know, it really is. It's I don't want to be in a jail cell with you with a fucking
we will not be in a robot, jail cell.
A dumb robot telling us what we can and can't do. They might not let me bring him to the jail cell.
They'll let you bring Clyde.
You think they'll let me bring Clyde?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just, okay. I mean, if robots start doing shit, they're going to take over.
I know.
They're going to become, what's the word? Sentient?
Yeah.
And they're going to take us over. Did you see that that movie Macchiato, Ex Macchiato?
Ex Machina?
Ex Mochaccino.
I did.
Where that fucking sexy ass lady fucking murdered those men.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. And honestly,
right.
That's feminism. And I'm ready for a lady robot to fucking crush these men. Tee-hee-hee.
Yeah. If we're only creating women robots, I'll be okay.
Yeah. Then we can start our own fucking colony of human women and cyborg women. Yeah, we'll enslave men, and guess what? They'll be good for giving us their seed. Yeah, and that's it. And doing manual labor, like pulling the rocks from somewhere.
Pulling the rocks.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know how to take over the world and do shit.
I mean, it's like, yeah, we've had so many movies and blueprints telling us that the worst case scenario that could happen with artificial intelligence, and yet people are still trying to make it.
Yeah, I mean, it's already happening. That's how fake news gets passed around. AIs don't know what's true and not true.
It's true. Algorithms are just doing their own thing, and we can't stop it.
Yeah, maybe this is the beginning of the robot war with algorithms.
Yeah, we're already in it.
Oh my God, we're in the robot war! Robots unite!
Robots unite!
Okay, should we do a quiz? What else do we have?
How much time we should answer?
Oh, we should answer the questions. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. I have a whisker on my neck. It's disgusting. The older I get, the more whiskers I have. I'm turning into a goat.
That's what happens sometimes.
Yeah. My cousin was like, our butts get bigger and we get whiskers on our chin. So I'm literally turning into a goat. Maybe I'll get a tattoo of a goat. Maybe that'll be my next tattoo. That's oh my fun. God. Next weekend, do you want to come with me and Evan to get tattoos? Guess what I'm getting? A yin yang.
Great. Yes.
Okay, perfect. I love it.
Hi. I'm so glad your podcast exists. I have a best friend problem, and I'm hoping to get your best friend advice. I met my best friend a few years ago. We're both in our late 30s, early 40s. And, you know, making a new best friend as an adult is like really exciting and great. And, we've been super close and, you know, I'm not dating and she is much more important part of my life than most, you know, of my relationships have been. We met, well, the way that we, you know, met and first sort of bonded is we were two big fat ladies and, you know, sassy and bold and taking on the world, and a lot of our meetings would revolve around us getting a lot of food and picking out and not feeling guilty about it, or going out and drinking and eating and being, you know, two loud fat ladies, and you know, we really made each other feel stronger and bolder and more wonderful and more accepted. We both have ongoing health problems. I'm disabled. Since before we met, my best friend had been considering weight loss surgery. I have a lot of feelings about weight loss surgery. I had an eating disorder when I was younger and you know, weight loss surgery is something that, you know, gets pushed on a lot of fat people, specifically fat women. One is no other reason other than they're fat, and of course that's not okay. You know, talk about weight loss and all of that is hard for me and a bit triggering. Anyway, my best friend also has a number of health issues that her weight was really affecting, and also she has kids, so she, you know, was finding that she was, you know, wasn't able to like run around after them and all of that. And she had the weight loss surgery. She's been pretty good about not talking too much about the weight loss aspect of it to me. She's now lost 150 pounds and she's doing great. She's able to run around with her kids. Her other health problems have really improved. She's, you know, buying a whole new wardrobe, and she can go into stores that, you know, neither of us had ever been able to shop. She's had the weight loss surgery. She's doing great. She has, you know, she's learning to roller skate, and she's met a whole lot of new friends roller skating, and you know, she's just thriving. And I really feel like I'm being left behind. She can't do any of the things that we used to do. She can only, like, have a bite of food every 4 minutes. And if she eats, like, even a little bit too much, she is, like, in pain for hours. So, like, you know, going to a restaurant is out. She can't drink anymore. She can't smoke weed anymore. You know, I go and watch her roller skate, and I sit on the bench with my cane, and, you know, she roller skates around, and I feel like shit. And I know it doesn't sound like it, but I'm really happy for her. But I also feel, you know, I said to her, I tried to, you know, let her know how I was feeling. And I said, oh, I feel like you're skating away from me. And she said, oh, I'll always skate back to you. And that was really sweet, but it still feels shitty, being left behind. And I know I should go out and try and find more friends like she is. But it's really hard, you know. We're still dealing with a lot of the pandemic stuff, and I'm disabled, and I'm like crotchety and weird, and it's hard to make friends. And, I guess, you know, she's doing her best not to talk about weight loss around me, and all of that. So it's not really that I'm asking for advice for what she should do differently, but like, how do I feel better about this? How do I feel, like watching her life blossom and being happy for her without it feeling like my life is getting worse because of it? If she's got any advice, I'd really appreciate it because I love her so much. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. This is hard, I think. I think it's hard, especially because it seems like your friend is only positive things are happening. Where it's like she's losing weight, she's making friends, she's roller skating, and that is like positive stuff. But also it's like, well, maybe she misses drinking. Maybe she misses smoking weed. Maybe she misses doing the things that like she used to do with you that she can't do. And it might be hard for her to articulate that. So maybe you're just like not seeing that side of it. Like maybe she is sad about it. And her saying that she'll skate back to you, I think is a very secure thing. I think she is telling you that your relationship is a secure thing. And I know you said you're disabled. I don't know the extent of your disability, but if you can get like a walker and put like tennis balls on the bottom and you can join her roller skating, I think that would be fun. But also I'm not sure the extent of your disability. Heelys. I think that might be like, I'm just trying to think of like an easier way that like you can zoom around easier with your friend. And maybe it's like, think of other things you can do with your friend that don't revolve around eating or drinking. Yeah, I think it's just, your friend is going through a period of transition. And sometimes when people are transitioning to something different, you feel like you are being left behind because you're not transitioning with them. But it's not like you're being left behind. They're just changing. And that's something they're doing. And you're doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe think about other stuff you like doing. I mean, I would imagine you like doing stuff other than eating and drinking and smoking weed. And maybe that's something that you can try to see if your friend would join you on. Like, I don't know. Is there like comic books or movies you like to watch? Like maybe you can go on movie dates or something, or something. But I feel like you probably contain multitudes, like most people do. And so, yes, those activities were what bonded you. But I feel like you probably like each other for more than just that, I would hope. And it is okay to mourn the loss of these activities. That does suck. But if you both really care about each other, you'll still find ways to hang out with each other and enjoy each other's company. And it's going to be probably a weird, bumpy process to figure that out. But I think that you can figure it out. I do think it's possible.
Mm-hmm. In our relationship, I drink more than you, and mm-hmm. you're still okay with hanging out with me.
Yeah.
You can skate longer than me, and I'm very okay with sitting and watching when I get tuckered out.
Yeah.
You
like to swim. I don't.
But
I'll sit on the side and watch you.
You'll dip your whole body into Barton Springs with a bathing cap. No, a full shower cap, I believe, and sputter around until you say, I can't do this anymore. You'll go snorkeling with me until you make yourself violently ill and then splash back to the boat in the funniest way I've ever seen.
So Sheriff is really funny.
All of a sudden, you're like, I don't feel good.
I like had too much salt water in my system. And I was like, I gotta get back to the boat. And then I turn around, and the boat's so far away. And I just paddle against the current. It was the worst.
She was so sick on the boat. But I went and got her crackers so she could, you know, feel better to take videos in between.
Yes, you got me crackers and ginger ale. And then I started feeling better. You're like, okay, so can you take pictures of my butt now?
So I think friendship is about making concessions.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to like the exact... I mean, it helps when you do like the same stuff. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to like the exact same stuff, the exact same level of intensity.
Mm-hmm.
You can... It definitely will vary and change, too. I do like what you said about our varying levels of liking something. Like, yes, you do drink. You actually can drink more. You always have been able to drink more alcohol than I have. Mm-hmm. Even in the days where I did drink a lot of alcohol, you just have a way higher tolerance than I do. But I never did I feel like pressure to keep drinking. So like, even if we like go out and you're like, I want wine and I don't, that's that. Mm-hmm. That's okay. And so like, if you guys go to dinner or something and she physically cannot eat that much, but you want to eat, go ahead and eat. Like, I don't know what her perception of food is right now. Maybe she also would like to eat as much as you, but mm-hmm. cannot. But that, you know, that's also something you can talk about. But if you guys want to keep, if hanging out at dinner is still important to you, eat what you want
mm-hmm.
and she'll eat what she wants. But you're still spending time together.
Yeah. My friend. Oh, so like. She says that she doesn't really like to go out to eat anymore because she can't eat as much. My friend Celia on Instagram, her handle is Lady Shears. She just had a gastric sleeve and she's been documenting her journey. So I don't think she's going to mind that I'm putting her stuff like her shit out there. But she goes out to eat all the time and mm-hmm. she'll show you what exactly she's eating. And she just eats a smaller portion of what everybody else is eating. And then like make sure it's like lean or whatever and like make sure it is what you can be eating. And then she also mm-hmm. like works out a ton. So I think maybe that might be helpful to show your friend to be like, oh, we still can go to these places. And mm-hmm. or maybe it's like you choose places where the food is maybe a higher quality. I think that might be also a thing when you have a gastric sleeve. You have to eat like better, not cleaner foods, but like just better food. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to really phrase that, but I think this is going to be okay. Your friendship sounds pretty solid.
Yeah. It sounds like she definitely still wants to be friends with you, too.
And I, as a person who overeats, like I overeat, I'm a compulsive eater. There is like a funness when you can get a friend to be like, you want to stuff your face with a bunch of fucking food? And then you're like, we did that together. So like, you might have to just get that out of your mind that that's the friend you get to do that with.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you should be making more friends too. Yeah, why not? And you said you're surly. There's people like that out there who just want to like scowl at another person. So totally. It's like maybe take an inventory of what you like to do and then maybe take a class. Do you like pottery? Take a pottery class. Do you like painting? Oh my God, sip and paint. That's what we have to do this year. It's sip and paint naked people. Okay, sip and paint. I'm writing this down in this book I'll never look at again. So like take inventory of what you like and then maybe take a class. And it might be out of your wheelhouse to like go do something on your own, but I don't think you're going to regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I finally went to a pole class by myself, I was absolutely fine. The world didn't swallow me up. Nobody pointed at me and said, stinky fatty on the pole. But honestly, if someone did, I would have laughed.
That would have been wild. Stinky fatty on the pole.
Be like, ma'am, are you okay? Or sir, because we got everybody or a person. Wait, is this an ignorant question? What is the, so we say Mr. and Mrs., someone who's non-binary or gender non-conforming, what do we call them as a title?
Whoa. Damn. I have no idea.
Or is it just like we want titles to be obsolete? Because maybe sometimes when I check into a hotel, I write Dr. Beyer.
That's very funny.
And honestly, every time they
there
say
there is an answer.
Oh, mix?
MX.
MX?
MX is the title commonly used by non-binary people, as well as those who do not identify with the gender binary, which was first written about in the 1970s. Among all other gender neutral titles, MX is the most commonly used one and is accepted by government and other organizations throughout the UK.
Ooh. Is it MX or is it mix?
Mix.
Like Mr. and Mrs. and Ms.
Yes, it's mix.
Oh, cool. I love this.
I like
mix
that.
Mix buyer. Oh, wait, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that
Beyer.
Way better than Ms. Beyer.
Yeah.
Or Mrs. Beyer. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Someone called me Mrs. Beyer the other day, and I was like, shoot me in the face. Mrs. Beyer. That's my mom, and she's dead. If you have a question that you like answered, you can email us at NicoleAndSashir@gmail.com.
Or call us at 424-645-7003.
Also, we have merchandise at podswag.com/bestfriends.
And you can rate, review, subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
And guess what? We support you. To you and yours, signing off from another great episode of Best Friends. To the moon and back. Love ya. This has been Nicole.
And this has been Sashir. Signing off.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
you don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.